A penny per pound of tomatoes. That's the pay increase a group of Florida farm workers is asking for. But the supermarket chain Publix does not want to get involved in negotiations.
We want justice for farm workers!
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, campaigned across Pinellas County over the weekend. On Sunday, close to 200 farm workers, church members, college students, and other social justice activists marched the five blocks from one Publix to another in South St. Petersburg. Gerardo Reyes, a member of the CIW, feels he and the other workers deserve their first significant pay increase since 1978.
Corporations that buy the tomatoes, basically we call them to do the right thing. That's how the campaign started, because at the end of the day, they benefit the most, more than anybody else in all of this, from the poverty of the workers. And because of the way their business is set up, they demand the lowest possible price of the products they need.
But unlike some other chains that purchase tomatoes, Publix is not willing to ask their suppliers to pay farm workers the extra penny per pound. Spokesperson Shannon Patton says the supermarket does not get involved in labor disputes.
We have over 35,000 different products at Publix supermarkets, and we just have a practice of not intervening between labor disputes between a supplier and their employees.
On Sunday morning, CIW took its message to several area churches. Members of those churches turned out in force for the demonstrations and the march. Reverend Phil Miller Evans is a pastor at Church of the Beatitudes. He doesn't buy Publix's excuse for why they won't intervene between farm owners and workers.
They get involved when they purchase their produce from farms that have been in the news for their poor practices. I think they're not directly involved in the farms themselves, but they are supported by continuing to purchase from these farms that have been cited as being unfair and unjust.
No more slaves.
The CIW requested a penny increase from Taco Bell in 2001. The fast food giant agreed to the increase in 2005, and since then, several other national chains have signed on. But Publix continues to resist. In fact, it has filmed CIW demonstrations in the past. It took this reporter three times asking virtually the same question before the Publix spokesperson, Patton, admitted Sunday's demonstration was being filmed by Publix contractors.
In the past, we have had a Publix associate who was working on an independent documentary film. We knew he was going to be there. We asked him for a copy of his footage, really simply for training purposes.
In the past, but that's happening today as well.
We do not have Publix employees here filming today.
Is there anyone associated with Publix filming at all today?
Publix has contracted some independent filmmakers to, again, capture video footage for training purposes, but they're not Publix employees.
Farm worker Reyes says a penny per pound rate increase could lift workers from poverty into a life that would allow them to provide for their families.
Right now you get paid 40 to 45 cents per a 32-pound bucket, which means that in a normal day, working by piece, because that's how the picking goes, if you want to earn only the equivalent to the minimum wage of Florida today, or the federal minimum wage, you have to pick more than 2.5 tons of tomatoes in a single day. That's without any type of benefits nor protections, and that's not by hour. That's you are running. You have to run because you get paid by piece.
Down, down with exploitation. Up, up.
Several students and staff members from nearby Eckerd College held signs while they marched and chanted. Andrea Solazzo is an environmental service learning intern.
My sign says Eckerd supports a fair wage, and I'm here to show my support for the Immokalee workers and to end public support of slave wages that they pay for their tomatoes.
Union members showed their solidarity with the farm workers as well. SEIU member Marty Fouts works in a warehouse for the city of St. Petersburg and wore his purple union t-shirt.
I attend Lakewood United Methodist Church over here, and some of the workers came over and spoke today at service at worship. And I understand there's a lot of churches here today, and I love this turnout. It's incredible. If anybody can afford an extra penny a pound, it's Publix. I mean, you know, they paid $80 million a few years ago to settle a sex discrimination case and admitted no wrongdoing, but still cut a check for $80 million.
After an hour of waving signs, chanting, and marching on the sidewalk in front of the Publix on 34th Street South, the line of marchers crossed 54th Avenue and walked five blocks east to another Publix. A young man walking by, who preferred to remain anonymous, read a flyer he received from a protester.
I think it's a good fight. I mean, they want to support, you know, the workers, and they don't want them to deal with slavery, so I think it's a good fight that they're trying to help them out.